Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, December 3rd, 2011. This is audio boot number 128. Yep. Well, today I'm going to talk a little bit about the black box, the market ahead, and some of the news stories going around today, maybe some college football. I just posted an entry up at the blog about the black box, and you can see the green arrows and the red arrows, and the last green arrow looks like a good one. So as you know, I bought on Monday in anticipation of the buy signal, which I should never do, but sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. This time it didn't work as well, but on Wednesday I actually bought more and reallocated some to more aggressive holdings on the 23rd of November. So that's been a winner so far. Don't see a sell signal anywhere in sight at this point, so that's good. It's December. The market's up 80% of the time in December. And we'll see. I mean, I know investor sentiment's starting to swing around a little bit now, as it always does after a big move like this. But, you know, sometimes, inflection points, the sentiment's usually wrong when the market turns, right? Everybody's leaning the wrong way. But if we get a good trend going, sometimes that can go a while, even with good sentiment readings. So last week, I think I mentioned yesterday, the market up pretty big, right? The Dow up about 7%. For the week, the S&P up 7.4%, and the NASDAQ up 7.6%. The S&P, for the S&P, was the biggest week up since March 13th, 2009. And you remember early March 2009 was when the bull market started, right at the end of the bear, that last bear market. So unless you count this recent phase as a bear market, which I don't know. It was close, right? Back on labor, I mentioned last night in the audio boo that we'd have a sluggish economy. There's an article up at MarketWatch.com. It kind of talks about that. We're just kind of in a slow-growing economy. And, it's going to be tough to add significant new jobs. I think a lot of it is that folks just got let go, right? Companies just got done firing folks. And usually they're a little reluctant to bring folks back on so soon. Somebody in the article said, Phillips at Spectrum Management Group said, I do think there's an unfortunate growing mismatch between skill sets and what is needed. And I'm wondering, too, as far as what we do. I mean, a lot of our jobs are being outsourced. It's a lot of our, manufacturing jobs and those kind of things. So I kind of wonder if folks are going to be able to adapt. We'll see. Looking at Verizon, it's kind of interesting. There used to be cable companies, there used to be phone companies. Then for a while there were just cell carriers, right? And that's all seems to be kind of combining, commingling. I know, like for example, AT&T Universe, you get the phone, you get the internet, you get your television package all in one bundle. And I think, Comcast and those kind of folks are doing it too. And here's Verizon. Acquiring a wireless spectrum from three cable companies at a cost of $3.6 billion, an article from the Sacramento Bee, my hometown neighbor. I always like to scroll down and read the comments here. Oligopoly, here we come. Another example of the free market. I don't see how this can fly. You have the three largest cable companies, Comcast, Time Warner, and Bright House, marketing cellular service from one company, Verizon. Yeah, there you go. That's kind of the issue, and I'm sure so the scrutinizers will take a good look at this, right? One of the things folks have been talking about a lot is using natural gas instead of oil or as a supplement to oil to help with America's energy independence. And this is from Myra Safong at MarketWatch. She says, a boom in shale gas production in recent years has helped lift U.S. natural gas supplies to a record level, creating an ideal environment to sustain low prices and offering a launching pad for a new era in a country striving for energy independence. Yeah, that's easy to say, but whenever you try to do anything about this, you get the people who are against fracking, the way they extract the gas from the rocks. And so I think it's going to be a tough sell. A lot of environmental groups are going to be opposing this. But I think I agree with her. I think she's right. And I don't know why we're not using natural gas for cars. That seems to be the really obvious place that we can use it to really help keep costs low. And, one of the things people don't talk about our sluggish economic growth is high oil prices. I mean, oil's been near $4 a gallon, and or gasoline's been near $4 a gallon. And I think that hits folks. That affects what we spend on money on, you know, at Electronic Arts and at Target and Walmart and Macy's and that kind of stuff. You know, if we're spending money at the gas pump, we're not buying other retail goods. So this may be kind of a solution just waiting for people to pounce on it. As you know, Europe has been in the headlines almost every day, kind of causing the market to gyrate or gyrate one direction or another. But Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy are meeting tomorrow, which in U.S. time is probably sometime later today, to thrash out a deal on fiscal union that they'll hope that they hope will bring long-term stability to the currency zone. This is from The Guardian. You can tell because they use in centralized, they use the letter S instead of the letter Z, so you know it's either from Australia or England, right? So anyways, that's the thing, right? Europe, that's still out there, even though we had some kind of a little bit better feeling about it this week with the U.S. jumping in and still talking. So we'll see. I mean, what happens tomorrow between Sarkozy and Merkel, Germany and France? That could dictate Monday's gap open, gap down, whatever. Hey, Zynga's coming out with their IPO this week, right? They're going to price it between $8.50 to $10, 100 million shares. They're trying to raise almost $1 billion. So you know how those IPOs have gone lately, right? They come out, they get a big bang, and then they crash. It looks a lot like 1999, 2000. So that's in the back of my head that all these IPOs are coming out. And they're not doing that well after their initial hype, right? But here's one, $8.50, $10. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. Who wants to flip those? Because you know it's going to be probably below that number shortly thereafter. So I don't know. Hey, Santa Clara. The San Francisco 49ers moving to Santa Clara. And the city's lining up an $850 million stadium loan. Great. Borrowing. It's a stimulus package for the 49ers. So basically they say that the stadium will generate enough revenue to repay the loan in 25 years. With the 49ers expected to pay higher rent to make up for any year-to-year shortfalls. We'll see how that goes. Keep your eye on it. It's going to make for even a more traffic mess heading down to San Jose on Sundays. But man, Candlestick sucks. That's bad enough just to get to there to watch a game. Even though I don't go to Candlestick very often, but... San Jose? Hey, the Motley Fool, weekly editor's picks. This is from Fool.com, so check it out. Three bargain dividend dividend stocks. Johnson & Johnson, Intel, Philip Morris International. Let's see, Johnson & Johnson is a model of stable shareholder returns. And investors' reaction to recalls are out of sync. I kind of agree with that. I don't own any J&J, but that's kind of a good comment. Intel, largest semiconductor company, has the bunny to continue delivering knockout blows to the competition. Some of the comment here is that it's a mobile world and NVIDIA Integra chip, right? Apple's A5, A6. That's the competition, is that a lot of the sales are now going to mobile, even though businesses are still spending on the desktops. And it'd be interesting to see if Intel is heading into the mobile marketplace. So that's something to keep an eye on. And they may be, I don't know. Philip Morris International, you are buying future growth, and with a five-year peg ratio of 1.13, it leads the industry in affordability. Hey, cracking down on smoking here, but as other nations internationally get more affluent, they're smoking more, right? We'll see if that turns around over there. But that stock's kind of near or at highs, right? I mean, it's way up there. So I don't know. I don't have any recommendation on these stocks. I don't own any of these stocks. So, but J&J is interesting. Philip Morris is interesting. Intel's interesting too, especially with the dividend. And Warren Buffett did win in, right? Just recently went in. They also have some stuff up here on the best ETFs for 2012. See, a mortgage read, huh? And some retail earnings roundup stuff. So this is over at Fool.com. Check it out. Rick Neuheisel says goodbye to UCLA with the loss to Oregon. It was kind of funny that UCLA played in the Pac-10 title game with Oregon, but that's only because USC was out. Because of ineligibility, thank you, Reggie Bush, UCLA got smoked by USC the week before, 50-0, right? But this time it was a little closer, 49-31. So kind of funny, Oregon has their third straight championship. So we got Zynga next week, we got Costco earnings, and European stuff. Should be interesting. Hey, it's Saturday. College football's on. There's some title games. Should be fun to watch, right? Hey, it's going to be a nice day. Have a great one.
And today's music from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com is Zoom by Bill Grease. See ya.
You're far away, out of my range, and I'm stuck where I'm standing, and I miss your face, and the shore in your smile just keeps me grounded. I wish I could zoom, 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 I wanna see the things you do, bring them all into view, I wanna zoom, zoom in. Zoom, 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 I wanna get a good look at you, see your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom lens. You still believe, have faith that we'll wind our way together, but until then I guess I'll sit and just think about the times we had, use the vision of my mind.